This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another
episode. Hey, it's Hey Riddle Riddle, the only podcast for Kevins and skeezies out there in the wide little world. And this is the best intro we've ever done, and Adel can suck on a big glass of my butt. So, Adel, I have a question for you. This is JPC, the host of Hey Riddle Riddle. Mm-hmm. How do you like those apples, and could you take one every day to keep the doctor away?
That's a wonderful Boston set movie.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
What I want our listeners to do. Based on Good Will Hunting, I want every listener to tweet at Apple and say, how do you like Dems, Apple?
Oh, God.
Just because the election is coming up, the midterm election's coming up, and we need to know, Apple hasn't taken a stance.
Have they not?
I don't know. They probably are liberal.
it's very important for every listener to tweet,
how do you like Dems, Apple? And then hashtag keeping it real.
We're telling you to be a nuisance on the internet.
Yeah, can our listeners do that for us? Can they be nuisances on the internet?
I'm Adel Rafai. Welcome to another episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. Because the cat's in the riddle. With the
riddles and puzzles.
Aaron, are you Old Man Puzzles?
I am. Oh, no.
Oh, no. She lost her voice.
She's so sleepy.
I'll keep you. I'll be nice.
Don't wake Old Man Puzzles.
I'm Old Man Puzzles. And everyone's excited.
I'm excited.
Okay, cool.
Should we do some, Aaron, real quick, that gave me an idea. Should we do some ASMR for our listeners as well, for the people that need help like falling asleep?
I think we did that one other episode. We did one puzzle with ASMR in mind.
I think we should just do maybe some ASMR for people. And if you don't like ASMR, you don't have to listen to this part. But if you do, this is going to get you relaxed.
If you don't like ASMR, fast forward 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
You can drink a glass of my butt. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
But I said it in an ASMR voice.
If you take a comb and brush a cat's hair the wrong way, the cat will be very upset with you and will try to scratch your skin.
The only way a horse can die is if it wants to die.
And this is what people do on ASMR videos.
For those who can't see, Aaron is rubbing her face.
That's just how my face sounds. That's not a Diet Coke can at all.
Aaron just chewed a big piece of hardtack.
Are we ready for some warm-up riddles?
Yes, you can keep listening to the show now. The ASMR is done. We're doing warm-up riddles.
They can't hear us. They fast forward 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
In 45 minutes, let's remind ourselves to tell people to backtrack 42 minutes.
In 45 minutes, if none of us are married, let's all eat a Diet Coke can.
Let's all drink each other's butt.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. How many seconds are in a year?
One.
How many seconds are in a year? 12.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
January 2nd, February 2nd.
Yep.
Fuck.
Et cetera.
What jumps higher than a building?
Superman.
What jumps higher than a building?
What jumps higher than a building? 420 Blaze, dab on your grave.
What jumps higher than a building?
The stock market.
On a good
these
day.
Days.
Yeah, these days. Trump in the White House. What jumps higher than a building?
Super kangaroo?
Oh!
We're all thinking
dead stop.
Dead stop. Dead stop.
Listen, there was an early issue of Superman where his powers were transferred to a kangaroo in Australia. The kangaroo wore a cape and also the shirt, but it left its belly and feet exposed. Now, it could jump really high. It couldn't fly. It couldn't stop bullets, but just jumping then was its game.
Adel's eyes rolled up into his head when he said that, too. Like, he was reciting some ancient spell.
And now the ancient gods are with us.
What jumps higher than a building? I feel like there's like there's something very simple, easy, clever here that I am missing.
A person on the roof.
Yeah, me, right in front of you.
Oh, it's a person on the roof of the building.
Simple, easy, and clever. How have you not noticed me?
Just a guy. You said that about yourself.
It's a person on top of a building, jumping on the roof. If you're on the roof jumping.
That's a better answer than this one.
What jumps higher than a building? Low building.
Everything. Buildings don't jump.
Jeepers.
Dead stop. Did you just
what's up?
Sing Zombie Nation because we didn't get the answer?
Mm-hmm.
If yeah. anything, we should be singing Darude's Sandstorm.
Yeah, and go ahead and sing a bit of Darude's. You're right, that was better.
One time I couldn't remember what the name of the and so I typed it and it guess what? It came up right away. Other people
really?
Are just like me.
I once typed in, I couldn't remember, this is 1964, I once typed into a typewriter, which was our Google.
Do you know the mayor's name?
Do you know the way to... but I couldn't think of the Alice DJ song, Better Off Alone, or I couldn't think of her name, so I typed in Better Off Alone, and it came up with Alice DJ, and I was like, that's not it. Who else is going to be named Alice DJ? But it
I thought the story was going to be like, I typed in Better Off Alone, and there was like several self-help articles, and like, they were like, you
someone.
Would be.
Yeah.
Are we ready for another?
Yes.
Warm up. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What's Jimmy orange Buffett. And sounds like a parrot?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be an orange parrot.
What's orange? Chester Cheeto.
It's Chester Cheeto. Can't get enough of those Cheetos.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot? Donald frickin' Trump. And he sounds like a parrot. Tiny balls.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like Donald Trump for
What's
president.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What's orange and sounds
and
like a
And it's not an orange parrot?
Uh-uh.
You look so happy.
Squawk. Okay, so what do parrots Ooh. Do? What do parrots do?
What's orange? Parrots repeat things. Parrots want they want crackers from Polly.
Wait.
No, their name is Polly.
Wait,
they want
parrots repeat things, and there was a show called Pete and Pete with two brothers that had red hair.
And there was already the strongest man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Superman.
What's orange and sounds like a carrot?
Like carrot.
A carrot?
Carrot.
I thought you said parrot.
God,
it's a carrot.
Well, the word carrot sounds like parrot.
Yeah.
Fuck me and my... Okay.
Another one?
No. We have to hear some Zombie Nation.
What's that song that... Wait,
is that the Six Flags song?
It's the frog. Turbo Frog or something?
What's the
Turbo
Six Flags? How does the Turbo Six Flags song
These are
go?
All the same song in my head.
And how does the Chicago Blackhawks song go? Got it.
If you're listening and you are mad, we get it. And also, if you haven't heard Zombie Nation or Darude Sandstorm or Alice DJ's Better Off Alone, download those songs.
Oh, yeah. Give them an iTunes download.
And by download, I mean get on Spotify.
What is the center of gravity?
Sandra Bullock. She carried that movie.
She did.
She carried that movie.
And I think that old McConaughey did a good job. Clooney did a good job in the movie, but she carried.
What is the center of gravity? So it's going to be the letter A or AV.
AV.
AV Club.
Avity. Gravity. Avity.
It's V.
V.
Well, okay.
What?
Yeah, I guess it's
G-R-A-V-I-T. Fuck. She's
B-I-T-Y, because I gotta mask Jim
Gravity.
Carrey.
What two things can you never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner, mm-hmm. baby.
I think we've done that one.
I've never heard that one in my life,
just an
and
easy,
I'm so
simple.
Horny for it.
What asks but never answers?
Snakes.
What asks? What asps and never answers?
Asks.
Snakes. What asks and never answers? A doorbell.
What asks but never answers?
My mom.
My freaking mom. What asks but never answers? Aaron, serious question. Is it my freaking mom?
It's your freaking mom.
You coming down for dinner? Yeah. Yeah. Mom. Hello.
Mom?
What asks but never answers? Oh, a telephone.
No.
Oh.
A parrot. A carrot.
Carrot.
Closest with parrot.
Bird.
Echo.
Closest with parrot.
Parent.
No.
JPC's freaking mom.
Wait, what are like the questions?
What are the questions a bird asks? Probably when a cracker.
Like some of them ask, start with W and one.
How?
Yeah.
Who, what, where, why, when?
Yeah, but think of those.
Who, owl?
Yeah.
An owl.
An owl. You got it.
Oh, why though? Because they don't have an answer for it?
Well, sometimes why. What's your mom's name, JPC?
Oh, no, that's incorrect. That was a terrible guess because my name's JPC, so the guess my mom's name is JPC is stupid.
What's your mom's name, JPC?
All right, so we're going to get to the...
But real quick, I'm serious. What's your mom's name?
Vicky.
Does she listen to the show?
I can't imagine she would. Why would she?
Does she go by VPC?
Yeah, that's not her middle name or her last name. So she goes, but she is on Twitter at JPSoMom because she made her Twitter so she could like read
that's
my Twitter.
That
my Twitter is JPSoFly.
What I was going to say is if she could email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com uh-huh. and send us some baby JPC, some babe PC pictures.
I know she listens and I know she'll do that because she has those pictures.
Would that embarrass you?
No.
Can we put them up on our Instagram?
I look
so
cool
cute.
As shit as a kid.
He looks so cute.
A lot of people see me as a kid and they're like, whoa, big dick energy on that kid.
And again, you know your mom listens?
Yeah, well.
And Aaron, what's Mitch's name?
Mitch still, maybe. I don't
does
know.
Does he still listen?
Yeah, he does.
Mitch is going to change his name, right? To get in his fucking ass beat.
Yeah. My niece
and he's
is
married
so
to Molly?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Can Kathleen send us an email with some pictures of Mitch, some baby pictures of Mitch? And we'll put them side by side, and you have to guess, is this Mitch or JPC?
Oh, Mitch or JPC is a really good game.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. So, Kathleen, please send us some pictures of Mitch. Mom, if you're listening and you have pictures of Mitch, send them over as well.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
So these are not going to be traditional riddles like we usually do. I'm going to try something a little bit different. My favorite game show, trivia show, whatever show.
Whose
Line
Is It Anyway?
Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's a British show called Only Connect. And I'm sure a lot of our European British listeners are going to be familiar with this.
Well, Britain's not associated with the EU.
Okie
dokie. Famously, they...
well, yep.
Brexit, well, stage left even.
And you can also find all of the episodes online on YouTube. And I love it so
of
much.
This show?
Yeah, it's very gentle and it's hilarious and there's no prize. They get a trophy.
What's the name of the show?
Only Connect.
Okay. Some might say a trophy's a prize.
Yeah, but it's on money. and I love money. But the purpose of it is to find the connection between things. So these are questions are sort of in the vein, not exactly of that. But I am saying this now because if you are a fan of the show and you want to send us some Only Connect style questions, please email hrrpodcast@gmail.com and say in the title, say Aaron Only Connect and we'll do a whole episode.
Yeah, because here's what's happening. The other day we Googled riddles and puzzles.
Yeah.
Turns out there's only 462 in the world, and we want to keep going. We have to at least go till next Halloween when I reveal the answer to that puzzle. So please feel free to send us, like Aaron said, yeah, any other type of, what would you call that, trivia?
Yeah, connection-based lateral
fun
thinking
game.
Trivia.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, I just want to say, because Aaron mentioned that you could email her with the subject Aaron Only Connect. I am also looking for a husband for Aaron. I've been tasked by God to find this man. So if you have a perfect connection for Aaron, this is much later in life because she's a spoken for woman right now, but I know kind of how the future will... I know a little bit. I'm not going to give anything away, but I know about the untimely death.
Did he die? That actually makes sense. He's doing dumb stuff all the time.
But do send me Aaron matches to the subject line. Connect only Aaron.
And I'll go in and delete them right away because I don't need a man. I don't need a man or a woman to complete me. I'm fine on my own. I love being
Aaron
alone.
Aaron was staring Chelsea daggers.
So these questions, I'm going to... give you four separate questions, and all of the answers to those questions have a connection.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
So this is just going to take a tiny bit longer. I think it'll be really fun. And instead of explaining it, I'm going to start the first one because I think you'll get it.
Okay.
Can we work together?
Yeah, you can work together.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Damn it.
Because I'm trying to get the two of you to get along before we go on this road trip to Disney World. No, if we're paying for Disney World,
But I hate him. He smells like it's poop.
By the end of this trip, there's going to be a montage of how you've gotten closer.
He makes me keep drinking his butt. That's why I smell like poop.
A group of dolphins is known as a...
aquarium.
Right off the bat, first question is pod, which is what we are, baby.
Okay.
All right, so write that down.
Okay.
A young and eligible man might take his date back to his bachelor what?
Murder.
Pad.
Mm-hmm. Which useful device did Alexander Graham Bell invent?
The condom.
You don't use them. Whoa.
Why is that a burn?
He invented the telephone?
Graham Bell invented the telephone. Yeah. So we have pod, pad, phone.
The five senses are taste, sight, smell, hearing, and...
Fuck. That is right. It is touch, right?
Yeah, touch.
Touch.
Oh.
So, okay, those are the four questions.
Okay, this is easy.
Yeah, I gave you an easy one
to
start.
Pod, pad, phone, and touch. These are all Apple iPhone features.
What would you add at the beginning of it?
I.
There you go. So you're getting it.
I didn't get it. I don't got it. I didn't. I still don't understand what we're doing.
You get it now. All right, here we go.
Yes.
What is aerophobia a fear of?
Arrows.
What'd you say?
Arrows.
What is aerophobia?
I thought you said Arabs.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez. What is aerophobia a fear of?
I gotta imagine oxygen.
Yeah. No. Flying. Who knows?
All right. Well, I'm actually not gonna give you the answers till the end.
Great.
The Antarctic is the South Pole and the blank is the North Pole.
Christmas.
Village.
Santa Claus?
Antarctic.
Okay.
Which is my favorite Okay. All the movie.
Yep. What's the next one?
The army of the USSR was associated with which color?
Russia.
Red.
Which team of superheroes battled the Silver Surfer?
Avengers.
No. Fantastic Four. In one of the worst movies of all time.
Blank Four.
Four. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so what's the...
So the only one we got right was Red and Fantastic, right?
Well, no. You got more. I'm just...
So
I don't
red,
give the answers.
Fantastic. What was the second question? Go ahead.
The Antarctic is in the South Pole, and the blank is in the North Pole.
Arctic.
Right? Arctic, red, fantastic.
Things that end with ick.
And then what is aerophobia a fear of?
I don't know. Aerophobia?
You said it.
Was it airplanes?
It's my favorite Phoenix song.
Flying?
So flying, red, fantastic, Arctic. Oh.
Snow dogs.
They're all words. They're all snow dogs.
All words.
They're all nicknames of Cuba Gooding Jr. in the movie Snow Dogs. Flying, Arctic, red, fantastic. Northern Lights. Sleigh.
Sleigh?
Rudolph.
Santa? Is it Santa?
Arctic, red, fantastic.
Are those the words, though? Flying, red, Arctic, fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. We put the letter I in front of them. I flying, I arctic, I red, I fantastic.
I fantastic.
Although I love these questions. I'm my favorite.
Can you give us a hint?
I am so...
The clue is a cunning animal.
Oh, a fox.
Fox. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, Red Fox, Arctic Fox, Flying Fox.
Aren't these cool?
These are fun.
These are awesome.
I love
these. So what these do is they make me feel stupid like I'm dumb.
And that's what I like.
Papa's stupid for pussies.
Oh, Papa's stupid for these pussies.
Here's the next one. Are we ready?
Yes, I am ready.
We're going to need a bigger boat is a quote from which 70s blockbuster starring Roy Scheider.
Jaws.
Mm-hmm. If someone doesn't mince their words, they're said to shoot from the...
Hip.
Mouth.
What is the measurement from the center to the outer edge of a circle called?
Diameter?
Bono. diameter.
I think it's diameter. No, it's circumference. Wait, fuck.
What is the measurement from the center?
Oh, it's Diane Keaton.
To the outer edge of a circle called?
The center
radius.
To the...
There you go.
There it is. Motherfunker.
Oh, we're going to hear about that on Twitter.
Which Indiana Jones film was shot in 2008?
Crystal Skull.
The Kingdom of the Crystal Blank.
Skull.
Mm-hmm.
So we have jaws, hip, radius, skull. They're all bones.
Bones.
Yeah.
David Boreanaz.
It's anus.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he gets really upset if you don't say anus.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Not when pronouncing his name, but just...
Yeah, he gets really upset if you don't say anus. If you say butt or butthole, he's like, no, it's actually an anus.
What's his Buffy character's name?
Anus angel.
Would you be mine?
This is like our musical podcast. This we've sang so many songs.
My
this episode.
Butthole dear.
This guy's got me scared to death.
Wait, we agreed that we weren't gonna do this guy got me scared to death.
I never agreed to do it.
100 bad guys with swords.
Okay. Right.
Who was Butch Cassidy's best friend? The Sundance.
Doctor.
Sundance doctor. Sundance kid.
Mm-hmm. What collective name is given to the scantily clad Playboy girls?
Bunnies.
Which word describes the back part of the lower leg?
That ass.
Calf.
Calf. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, is it calf?
Calf. I know the answer to this already.
Which Boy Scout group can you join if you are aged between 7 and 11?
Weeblos.
That's cubs. Mm-hmm. So these are all baby animals.
Yep.
What's a weeblo?
What's a weeblo?
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
Which way the weeblo?
Between the two of you.
Yes, sir.
In your two baby animals who aren't traditionally friends. So you're different kinds of animals.
Okay.
A Mary Tyler Moore and a mouse.
Well, we'll see.
I want someone to animate that.
Okay.
Like, I don't want that just to be a drawing.
And
I want
it should be
Ritty, a mouse.
It should be Ritty Kitty, not Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Ritty Kitty is throwing a mouse in the air.
Ritty Kitty dressed as Mary Tyler Moore, mm-hmm. and then a...
And a freeze frame with a mouse hat
yeah,
in the air.
Exactly.
All right, so two animals that are not traditional, two young animals, you're not two, traditionally friends.
Yeah, okay. And you're just like, it's so cute that the two of you are friends.
Okay, I'm going to be a velociraptor. You're going to be a regular baby. Here we go.
Where? Keep it up. Keep weighing.
I'm a baby.
I'm a baby too, but a baby velociraptor. Do you know what velociraptor means?
Do you?
Fast raptor.
Wait, do you know that a velociraptor actually looked closer to a chicken than the creatures from Jurassic Park? You had feathers.
Who told you that?
Science.
Well... We'll see when I grow up.
What you are is actually bullshit. You're fiction, my man. And I'm a baby, and I'm going to grow up to be a person. I'm going to drive a car and have sex.
I'm going to have all these teeth and claws. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tear your belly open.
Cheep, cheep. I'm a baby chicken, and I'm here, too.
Slice.
Oh, you have... Was she drinking a Slurpee while she died?
I'm drinking a slice. I love slice soda.
Oh, you would love slice. Raptors drink squirt. Drink squirt, and humans drink slice. That's how we know the two apart.
That sounded like it was going to be a rhyme.
Hey, you helped me slice up that chicken. Do you have a little knife?
I'm a baby. Of course I have a little knife.
I forgot to tell you something about raptors.
I forgot to tell you something about babies.
We always work in pairs.
My two best detectives, come in here. You two were supposed to solve this murder weeks ago.
Well, sorry, Captain. We got in a fight.
We just can't work together.
You're still babies.
We're two babies who don't get along, JPC.
Oh, I thought we were solving the murder of the baby and the raptor.
No, that would make sense.
It's a living. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Claws rattle on my desk.
Are those their detective names?
That's okay. Going to be our new comic book is going to be Raptor and Baby.
Whatever happened to our old comic book?
What was our old comic book?
Angry Guy and His Friend Angry Guy.
Oh, we forgot in between the warm-ups and these, we forgot to... Kill Ritty Kitty and then try and bring him back to life.
Yeah, we've got to do that bullshit thing no one wanted to do.
All right.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
The most supportive show in the biz.
Complete the name of the capital of Utah. Blank Lake City.
Pepper
Lake City.
There you go.
Paprika.
Complete this lyric from the 60s. Sweets for my sweet, blank for my honey.
Money for my homies.
Comb?
Sweets for my sweets. Honey for my honey?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, right?
I'm not going to tell you.
Salt, honey.
I'm not going to
tell you. Already, I'm getting so hungry.
Which Beatles album has over 50 famous people on the cover?
Sgt. Pepper's. So Lonely it'd Hearts. Be Sgt. Blank, Party yep. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the Colonel in Clue?
Mustard. Oh, these are all ice cream, delicious ice cream toppings. Salt, honey, pepper, mustard.
These are
one of them isn't honey.
It's not.
Really?
Candy?
Salt, pepper, mustard. probably ketchup.
Nope. Ketchup for my sweets, for my sweet. Ketchup for my honey.
Oh, I got it. Because it's a song from the 60s. It's kimchi.
Kimchi for my honey. What's for, wait, it's not honey?
No.
Sweets for my sweet? Mm. And it's not honey for my honey?
It's another sweet thing. What, super sugar. Sweet. There you go.
Sugar.
Oh, and so these are all foods that you can eat while asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Salt, sugar, pepper, mustard. These are all things a lonely man would have in his fridge.
These are all things you can put on popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it? Just foods?
Condiments.
Condiments. Okay, hold on. I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene where Adel, Aaron, you just got a job at the new Cineplex, and Adel, you're her shift manager, and you're walking her through the condiment station at the Cineplex for the things that people can put on their nachos and popcorn and things like that.
Okay, so right over here, these are this is the garlic topping. This is like for people who want like a garlic.
Are you 18?
Today.
Yeah, and you're my manager.
I'm your shift manager. So like I was saying, downward shift is gonna, that's gonna be second gear.
You're the age of my grandson, and you're in charge of me.
Dabble in your grave, 420. What else did JPZ say?
Fortnite.
How old are you?
I'm 86.
Ugh, Jesus. 86.
Well, don't go knocking at my door, because
I never would.
Because people aren't seeing movies in theaters anymore.
Don't you live under the stairs in that broom closet, a la Harry Potter?
How dare you?
What?
People aren't seeing movies anymore, so you're obsolete. You're obsolete, and I'm old.
Sorry, we have a customer.
Excuse me, I'm trying to get some ketchup for my Pop-Tarts.
Help this youth.
Excuse me, can someone show me where the ketchup is? I just bought fucking hot Pop-Tarts.
Son, that is a nonsense thing to consume.
What?
Ketchup on Pop-Tarts is so offensive to everything I believe.
Hey,
I'm from Chicago, so you don't put ketchup on Pop-Tarts.
Look, you're a movie theater, and you sell the Pop-Tarts, and you have the ketchup bar, so don't tell me what I can't have.
Help him out. His mouth is slowly melting.
I just got my braces off. I still have my rubber bands in. They're just around my teeth now. I bought blueberry Pop-Tarts, and I need to put the ketchup on.
You have to help this man.
I'm not a man, I'm a boy of a teen.
Keep talking.
Ooh, keep talking. What are you, Ken Nicky? Grease is fun.
All right, you two, get in my office.
Oh, God. I could have listened to that all day.
Teens are stupid. I hate them, kids.
Okay, ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Graffiti artists typically use which type of paint?
Spray paint.
Okay. Judy Blank played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Greer.
Judy.
Garland.
Judy Greer.
She's been alive for 100 years.
Judy Blume.
Which word best describes the smell of wine?
Poopy. Wait, tannins. Wait, which word best describes the smell of wine?
Mm-hmm.
Wine has so many different smells.
Acrid?
I'm going to keep going. Okay. A collection of grapes is called a?
California.
Wrath.
Collection, a bunch.
Gilbert. A bunch? Yeah. So what do we have?
Spray, garland, bunch.
What's the second? What's the third one?
Which word best describes the smell of wine?
Spray, garland, bunch.
Ocean spray, ocean garland, ocean bunch.
No, sorry. I keep shaking my head as if the listener can see.
Are spray, garland, and bunch right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that best describes the smell of wine?
Mm-hmm.
Sour.
Acrid, acidic.
Tannins.
No, it's whiny, not a specific whiny. Wine. It's all wines. You, when you're tasting wine and you're pretentious and you're rich and you say, I like this.
Oh, I detect a hint of pencils.
Yeah.
A Sousson.
No, this has a nice
nose feel.
Breathy quality.
Yes, darling, this wine has a nice nose feel, right, don't you think?
Adel, let's get on our phones and watch Sideways. Let's watch the entirety of Sideways. Oh, Paul Giamatti is okay.
The bird.
Sandra Oh, not too bad.
Oh, she got nominated for an Oscar for that.
Thomas Hayden Church's butt. Wish I wouldn't have seen that.
All right, so we'll maybe work backwards. Think about what the connection between the three words you have is.
Yes, you're brief.
Thomas Hayden Church's
Spray,
butt.
Garland, and Bunch.
What do those all have in common?
Brady Bunch, Brady Garland, Brady Spray.
No.
Sprady Bunch.
Spray Skunk, Garland Skunk.
Garland.
Jeff Garland.
Jeff Garland.
Spray.
Jeff Spray.
Jeff Bunch.
Jeff Bunch. Spray?
Honey Bunches of Oats. Garland Bunches of Oats. Spray Bunch of Oats.
I sprayed a bunch of garlands on my Christmas tree.
SGB. BGS.
Spray, the BFG. Garland, and Bunch. So these are all ways to decorate.
Yeah, and I'd say the one that you're missing is probably the hint that would make you get
that's the lynch. That's the linchpin.
This wine has a nice... No, it's a two-syllable word.
Vouvre.
This wine has a nice... Hello.
Full body.
Odor. Odor.
I'm becoming like really attached to this very confident woman who knows wine.
This wine has a nice butt crack. But bottle feel. Bottle cork.
Well, I know
full
lots
body.
Of things
oh,
about
designing
the
women. You're being one of the women from you're being Delta Burke.
This wine has a nice good ass.
This wine has a nice
bouquet.
Bouquet.
Yes.
So bouquet. These are all things at a wedding.
Yeah, flower arrangements.
Oh.
Flowers? Flowers?
Yeah, flowers.
Yay.
You did it. I'm so proud of you.
I am proud of you.
I got it with
too.
Designing women. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to hear from what surely is 1-800-Flowers as a sponsor or not. And we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, just... I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's well, right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Doing whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to it. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up. Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Adeline, Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze
JPC,
that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And now back to Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Will Aaron's Eve please close her eyes?
And we're back. Let's toss it over to Old Man Puzzles.
Meow, 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 meow.
Toss
meow,
it to the
meow,
man
meow.
To the puzzle, and the man with the puzzles got the player with the puzzles.
Oh. Keep rapping over that.
Hey, my friends, if you want a puzzle, I got one for you in your muzzle. Put it in your nose, cocaine.
Okay.
It's like a dare rap.
The other day we had breakfast wraps at work, and I stood by. And I stood by them, and I was like, "Hey, do you like breakfast wraps?" And when people said yes, I was like, "Eggs and bacon, cheese."
That's funny. My 12-year-old cousin does that.
That joke killed with people that don't respect me.
Are we ready?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
The name of this prolific author of legal thrillers is blank Grisham.
Dog Grisham.
Hello, I'm Dog Grisham.
The Pelican Brief.
Sam Grisham.
John.
Which Piper picked a peck of Posey. Pickled peppers?
Peter Posey. Peter Parker.
Peter Parker picked a pipe of great
Name
responsibility.
Name the heavy metal band from Birmingham, England. Blank Priest.
Judas. Oh, these are all the apostles.
No. The founder of Facebook is blank. Zuckerberg.
Asshole.
Fark.
It's Mark Zuckerberg.
John, Peter, Judas, Mark. These mm-hmm. are all...
These are disciples of God.
Disciples.
What did I say?
Apostles.
What are the difference between apostles and disciples?
Well, guess what the clue of this is? It's a very funny clue.
What is
Last
it?
Big fan of Jesus.
That's the clue?
Big fans of Jesus. Yep.
Judas was a big fan of Jesus?
Big fan.
I don't buy it.
And just like our fans, they're going to turn on us like
for
Judas
for 30 pieces of silver. Honestly, I would turn on each one of you for 30 pieces of silver. Do you know how much silver goes for nowadays?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty penny.
57 bucks an ounce.
60 bucks, 60, 70 bucks.
$69 an ounce.
Okay, if you had to betray everyone here at this table, what would be the minimum amount? I want everyone to think of the money. So think of the average. So like for, you know, Adel, it's obviously lower than Aaron. But think of the average for what you would betray the other people at this table for. We're all going to say it on three, okay?
Ready?
Yeah. One, two, three.
I would do it if someone asked me nicely.
I've been doing it this whole time.
I would love to rat on you as a narc to the cops.
Netflix.
Are we ready?
Yes.
At special occasions, sometimes drinks are raised when someone proposes a what?
Marriage.
Plain bread.
Toast.
Mm-hmm.
Brave Little Toaster.
What was O.J. Simpson's nickname?
Juice.
Freedom.
What is the name of... Hold on. What is the name for a person who murders multiple victims?
O.J. Simpson.
Blank killer.
Superstar.
Yeah,
right? Because as he did, he killed those people.
Blank
that's
going to
be cereal.
Cereal?
If something is very flat, you might say, it's flat as a...
board.
It's flat as Pancake. JPC singing. Wow, 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 wow. That's how people talk in theater school. Okay.
So we have toast, juice, cereal, and pancakes. All going to be breakfast foods. Y'all want to hear a breakfast rap? JPC.
Eggs, cheese, milk, and grits. That's a breakfast for your tits.
Everyone just threw their phones into a lake.
I would love to see people all standing around a lake throwing their phones into it.
I want to see somebody living in like Billings, Montana, who's like, I got to drive 2 hours to just to throw my...
In Billings? There's a lake there.
I don't know. I tried to think, I tried to think of the most landlocked...
Like I fucking know.
Oh, this one's fun. I have a fun one.
Should we save a fun one for a better podcast?
Oh, I should have said Minnesota. Somebody in Minnesota is like, oh, I got to drive 2 hours.
No, I'll do a fun one.
What were the previous ones?
Oh, ones to sabotage your life. I'm tired. Let's do this. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Which magical horse did Perseus ride?
Unicorn.
Pegasus.
Which Disney film featured the song Pink Elephants
Mulan.
On Parade?
Mulan. Mulan Rouge.
Dumbo. Dumbo. Dumbo.
Mulan Mia.
Dumbo. Mm-hmm. Dumbo.
Pegasus.
Dumbo.
I don't know how to pronounce this. Also known as Eros. This is the Roman god of desire and erotic love. Erotic love?
Eros.
Also known as Eros.
Also known as Eros.
That's Eros.
The god of erotic love? And it's, are we
I
sure
I guess you could call him stupid.
Are we sure it's not JPC? The answer to this?
Gross. Yuck. Disgusting. No, JPC is nice. And anyone of your siblings who has a height requirement would be lucky to follow up with them.
Lucky to have a date with me that I'll pay for 25% of.
Hashtag all the dates in the world.
Got Eros. Oh, Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes,
I fucking am so smart.
I don't know how to pronounce this last name, and I'm kind of embarrassed. Who is J.M. Barrie's most famous creation?
Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. These are all things that fly. They're fictional creatures that fly.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Well, I guess Peter Pan's not fictional.
And Cupid's a real god.
Are we ready for another one? I'm having fun. I love these. No, how these do we feel awesome. About these?
Oh, outstanding.
Cool.
I feel about these outstanding.
Here's what I'll say.
But
I'm fucking loving these. But here's what I'll say.
Okay.
Let's wait to see how much people hate them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll change it.
Are we going to be the type of people who change the way that we behave based on social cues from others?
Absolutely.
Yes, me.
Didn't you go to high school?
Yeah, I would do that absolutely. I would change everything about myself.
Also, please, if you're on Twitter, I'm at @Adlerify. Please tell me if my shoes are okay.
To the man who stole my shoes, please tell me that they're okay. just send me a picture. Just tweet me a picture. I want to know that my shoes.
I got 1 inch of lace in the mail, and I'm so worried.
Oh, my God. It's a tongue. It's a tongue.
Are we ready?
Yes.
In CB radio lingo, which word is used to describe someone's unique nickname?
10-4, grasshopper. good buddy.
Call sign. What is that called?
Handle.
A collection of shopping items on a piece of paper is called a grocery.
Paper. List.
Who invented denim jeans? Levi blank.
Strauss. The Canadians.
Which European city was divided by a wall from 1961 to 1989?
Berlin.
Adel, what are the words?
We got handle, list, Strauss, Berlin. Mustache These are all types. Composers.
Mustache types.
Mm-hmm.
Irving Berlin.
Wait, which
one? Levi Strauss, grocery list.
Wait, what was it?
Composers.
Oh, nice. Grocery list, the famous composer.
Are we ready for another?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Who is the lead singer of the Supremes? Diana blank.
Diana Keaton. Diana. Diana.
Bobana?
Bobana.
What is the term used for the self-service restaurant often found in hotels?
Gas station.
Continental.
Room service.
Buffet.
Which female tennis star was stabbed on court by a...
Stabby graph.
Hold on.
Stabby
Which
graph.
Female tennis star was stabbed on court by a fanatical spectator in 1993?
Reese Witherspoon.
Blank Celis or Cells. I'm
Monica.
Sorry.
Monica?
Mm-hmm. What is the name for a baby kangaroo?
Joey.
Joey. Oh, these are all
friends.
Characters from Friends. We got Ross. We got Buffet. Phoebe Buffet. We got Monica, we got Joey.
Oh, Phoebe Buffet.
Phoebe Buffet. Excuse me, does this Holiday Inn offer a Phoebe Buffet?
Fuck off.
No, I just want to hear Smelly Cat. As I eat my flat as a pancakes. My
Sip as a board.
My O.J. Simpsons.
Flat as a pancake.
I just want to hear Smelly Cat.
Flat as a pancake, stiff as a board. Flat as a pancake, stiff as a board.
Maybe a couple more?
Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. In the book Charlotte's Web, what type of animal was Charlotte?
Peggy. Kangaroo.
Spider.
Hold on, I read the book. Spider.
Which massive nut comes from a palm tree called the Coccus
Cocaine.
Nefari-
wait.
Hold on.
Which massive nut? And we're sure it's not JPC?
For those who can't see, JPC is in the studio crouched ready to pounce.
No. I'm a kind of kooky. I'm a kind of a kooky kid.
I'd say cacao.
I would say coconut. Coconut.
Mm-hmm. What, beginning with H, do you call someone who lives on their own in a deliberately remote and inhospitable place?
Homie.
That's going to be a hermit.
What object associated with horses is also known for bringing luck?
Horseshoe. Shoe, hermit, crab names.
These are all crab names.
Uh-huh.
Crabs all day. Crab.
Crabs all day. Crabs all night. Dabbing. Crab. Got a dabbing crab.
Fortnite,
all you can eat.
420
dabs.
Crabs.
Crab on your grave. Wait, let me get that out of here. Get out of here, crab.
Oh, there's a crab on my grave. That's what I get for being buried by the freaking ocean.
We've lost it.
I really liked that.
It's 5 a.m. We've gone insane.
The spun sugar you get at fairs is called blank candy.
Sugar candy. Candy.
Andy Warhol created the famous banana cover for which 70s band led by Lou Reed?
Soup.
The blank.
Campbell Soup.
The Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground.
What is the name of the much fought over Himalayan region between India and Pakistan?
Tibet? Oh, Kashmir.
What is the name for a piece of string used to tie a shoe?
lace, and these are all
my wife. And if you have her, please send me pictures. I haven't seen my shoes in so long. Please let me know they're okay.
These are all sexy little things, like a little negligee would
these
be.
These are all types
of
material. Cotton, velvet, cashmere, lace.
These are all types of food that you can eat while asleep.
These are the four women in Sex and the City. Cotton, velvet, cashmere, lace. Uh-huh. I'm a total lace.
Oh, I'm a cashmere.
I'm a velvet because I'm like sarcastic.
Yeah. So tweet at us what you are in the from the show Sex and the City. A cashmere, velvet, lace, or what is the other one?
It's cotton.
Cotton.
It's just a bunch of fabrics kind of on a couch in front of a fountain. On a couch, I'm sorry. It's just a bunch of I can't talk. I'm going to fall out of my chair again. It's just a bunch of fabrics on a couch in front of a fountain.
Mm-hmm. Sex in the fabrics. Are we
ready?
Yes.
Who had to get home by midnight before her carriage turned into a pumpkin?
Oh, that was... Her name was...
I've had so many dates that had to do that.
Karen Osborne?
Mm-hmm.
Tragic.
Who fell asleep for 100 years and could only be woken by a kiss from a prince.
Oh, I think that
I haven't seen Twilight, but that's Bella, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I insist my boyfriend does, or I won't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not around, I just won't get out of bed. If he's on a trip, I'm just in a bed for a week. It's awesome.
Damn.
Which Shakespeare love story featured two warring families, the Montagues and the Capulets?
Romeo and Juliet.
What device would you commonly use to open a hazelnut or a walnut?
Macbeth.
Nutcracker.
These are all types of operas. These are all types.
Plays?
Of plays. Theater what? Plays.
Theater plays. Ballet. These are ballets. Oh.
There's a Romeo and Juliet ballet.
Yeah, and I'd like to see a scene between the two of you, and you are playing Romeo and Juliet in the ballet, but you're actually enemies in real life.
Can I be Raptio and Juliet? So I'm a raptor who's playing Romeo?
I'm going to say no.
That's fair.
Thank you.
Although I'm going to do a walk-in as a raptor.
Perfect. So we're backstage. We don't get along?
You don't get along, but you're about to have to fall in love on stage.
Forsooth, what light through yonder window sucks?
Tis I, and you are the south. You're the fucking worst.
God, I hate you.
Anon, anon, anon. I wish I would have become a nun. Get thee to a nunnery.
Hand me my broadsword, ho.
Excuse me? Do you want the hoe or the broadsword?
That's a line from this
one
play.
We're going to go on in five, but quick reminder, no dialogue
thank
in the
you,
ballet.
Susie. What's that?
I'm sorry?
Just a quick reminder,
wait,
no
why did
dialogue.
I learn some of these lines?
Yeah, well, just, I feel like you guys really were missing the point. This is a ballet. Huh. You don't talk, but just happy five.
Can I tell you something? I saw Black Swan, so don't ever fucking talk to me like I'm an idiot, okay? I saw Black Swan.
Rap.
Look at that chicken. Look at that beautiful chicken.
Well, it's a beautiful chicken. It's very disappointed in itself.
All right, well, we'll just say a few words. We'll make it more succinct. Okay. Like, I will just say apothecary, and when I get stabbed, I'll say ack, like Kathy. Do I get stabbed? What happens to me?
Yeah, you say dagger, find thy sheath, and then you stab yourself after you try to kiss the poison off my lips.
Find my sheets? Why would I need my sheets if I'm going to stab myself? Well, if anything, I want to... leave those clean so I don't bother my mama.
You should find your sheets because you should wrap yourself up in them, you mummy. You suck. Hey, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm freaking in love with you.
I love you so much.
I freaking love you so much.
I love you so much. I do want to let you know I did have a thing with Mercutio.
The music's starting.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. That's so rude.
The leads and they won't go on the stage.
I do want to say something. I did have a thing with Tybalt as well.
With Tybalt?
Yeah, but to cats.
I had a thing with Queen Mob. That's or she's not, just referenced.
For sure, yeah. That's also, that. Yeah, it's not really
go
this
on the
play.
Stage, please.
Go on to the stage? What could that even mean?
You're this so guy's got me scared to death.
Remember that part in Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. I have one more. How about that?
You know what Baz Luhrmann also directed?
Strictly Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
I played a Romeo in a production of Shakespeare in the Park when I was in college.
Ooh.
I think I was 20, and the person that they cast to play Juliet was 14.
And JPC, go ahead and give your college a hot plug.
Oh, God.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Oh, no.
I went to IUPUI in Indianapolis. What? Ooey pooey, why not both, baby?
Ooey pooey,
yeah.
why not both?
Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. I'm a graduate of college.
Are we ready for our last one?
Yes.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the collective name for a group of lions?
A bunch of lions. Pride.
A tiger of lions.
A bunch of lions.
A pride.
In the name of lions.
These are all U2 songs.
Name the South American mammal famed for moving very
construction
slowly.
Slowly. Chicago construction.
The grapes of blank.
Wrath. Yes.
Is a famous novel by John Steinbeck. Mm-hmm. I read that whole book when I was a junior in high school, and I think I was the only person in my class. They're like, "Oh, Aaron, we didn't read this one."
We read East of Eden.
It.
I was supposed to read that one, and I watched What's Eating Gilbert Grape instead. Mm. And then it came time for the test, and I woke up from the dream.
What is someone feeling if they have been gripped by the green-eyed monster?
Horny.
Oh.
For puzzies.
Green-eyed monster is the green M&M, so hungry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jealousy. So these are all 4 of the 7 deadly
skins.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm sloth. I'm a 7 deadly sin.
Yeah, if anything, I'm a total pride.
If I'm a 7 deadly sin.
And you're kind of the dumb one, so you're like jealousy.
I think I'm wrath.
Actually, I think we picked good ones for all of us. Yeah. What do you think?
For the 7 deadly sins? You're definitely sloth.
I think I'm definitely sloth.
Sex in the Sinnies.
Were all talking, and Adel was trying to come up with sex in the cities.
Sin in the cities. Sex in the cities.
So how do we
Sin
feel?
City. Sin City. Is that taken?
Sin City is taken, yes.
I feel great.
I feel alive.
I enjoy these.
Let's do a...
It's a nice little respite from our normal flow.
It's just good to get out of our routine, and honestly, we all need a vacation.
I need a vacation.
I need a vacation from my freaking vacation.
Aaron, do you want to hook us straight the frick up with a listener-submitted poos out?
I would love to.
Okay.
People are throwing
their
phones.
I was trying to support you.
No, people. I just feel bad for our listeners.
They fished it out of the lake and then threw it right back in.
I'm starring this one that I just found because I love it so much. But let's do a different one. Okay.
Great radio. Glad you said that.
I don't know. I just picked a random one on there. So if that's not good, then I don't. Never mind.
Who's this from?
I don't know.
I don't think this person said. And I mean, I have their email, but I'm not giving out their email. Am I right?
So let's just attribute it to Kevin A. Susie.
Kevin is in a room with 2 doors. One leads to heaven and one leads to hell. There are 2 guards in the room as well. One always tells the truth and the other always lies. He doesn't know which is which. Kevin can only ask 1 question to both guards. Which question can he ask to figure out which door to go in?
Kevin can wait.
Kevin can wait. Yeah, he asked them if he has ever seen the show Kevin Can Wait. So this is like an old classic riddle.
Yeah,
like
it's from the 60s. 2 doors are in a room. One of them is Jim Morrison.
and I know the answer to this one. The first time I ever encountered this riddle was actually in a D&D game. My GM or DM had like posed this riddle like within the game when we were like solving riddles, and I really enjoyed it. But I do know the answer.
What's your fucking problem?
He would go up to one of the guys and say, "Hey man, what's your fucking problem?"
You have to say, "Does the other guard lie?"
No, you say, "Would the other guard tell me?"
Wait, before we do this,
yes,
I want to see a scene, and you're the 2 guards, and this is like a downtime.
Do we get along?
Yeah. I don't know. It's up
one
to
always
you.
Lies, one always tells the truth.
What a beautiful day this has been.
Yeah, Mondays, right?
Yes. Mondays are always a beautiful day. It's a fresh start to the new week. I have a 20-inch penis.
Huh. What to do with that?
The longest silence that has ever been on the show.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I said I have a 20-inch penis.
Okay.
And I always tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I always tell the truth.
I know who you, hold on.
What is that chicken doing?
Hold on, I know who you are.
Oh, that chicken's doing a Shakespearean soliloquy.
You know I'm married, right?
I'm sorry?
You know I'm married, right?
No, I did not know that.
Well, are you lying? Are you
I always tell the truth. You're a handsome man.
This is a dead end.
This guy's got me scared to death. All right, JPC, I'm sorry to cut you off. What do you think the answer
is? So the answer is you go to any one of the guards and say, would he tell me that this is heaven?
Yeah, the way that he worded it is, what would the other guard say is the correct door? Pick the door that both guards don't point to.
Oh, did you say that? Okay, I thought that they could only say yes or no.
Oh,
some in some versions of this riddle, that's the case as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you know, you could only ask them one question; and it has to be a yes or no answer. But yeah, that's.
Oh wait, you can ask them each a question.
No, it's one question.
Oh,
but you basically, if you say like, would he tell me that this is hell? If he is lying, he would say that the other guy would not tell you. And if he's telling the truth, he would say that the other guy would not tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, it's the same answer, basically.
Hmm. And who sent in that?
It doesn't say who you are.
So we're calling them Kevin B. Susie.
Kevin A. Susie.
Yeah, and their email is not a name.
Let's just go ahead and read their email.
First few letters of the email.
Let's read their email.
D-A-R.
Okay, let's dox this guy, internet. So let's find it.
Well, they added another thing at the bottom, which is, here's one puddle for Aaron, which is, what is 18 squared? Because I think I mentioned that
you don't like math. What is 18 squared?
Let's see.
That's how I felt the whole my whole senior year of high school.
We're going to have four Mr. T's.
Four Mr. T's.
Aaron has closed her eyes. Floating on the ceiling.
She's doing 18
squared. Her headphones are keeping
her
from floating away because we do record outdoors.
This guy's got me scared to death. It's 300 something, right?
I don't know.
200?
Is this
no.
a riddle or 400?
You're holding the answer.
I haven't scrolled
down.
That's
cruel. Oh.
What is 18 squared? I'm sorry, I don't know.
Scroll down. You got to see it. You have to see it to believe
324.
It.
324.
So that's just a math problem?
Mm-hmm.
At the end, did they sign their name? Dar Binks?
No, they didn't sign
Dar Thinks.
Well, thank you so much for sending in that riddle. And if anyone else sent in that riddle or a similar facsimile of that
Jimmy Rimmel.
Thank you as well.
Great.
And thank all of our fans. And the best way to thank our fans is for you to follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. And if you're interested in any of the other things that I do another podcast, the Campaign Podcast. I do some shows in Chicago. I do all kinds of stuff. You can find that all in my Twitter bio.
You can follow me at AdorFi. Also check out my podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. Also Siblings Peculaire. And please follow us, Hey Riddle Riddle, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and we also have merch, so check out our merch store on TeePublic, and get yourself some sweet, sweet Riddy swag. Aaron?
And follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram to find out about my shows, but I have a show opening really soon called Emerald County Bank and Trust. It's at the Second City in Chicago, and look on my Instagram for more information about that.
And Aaron, that show... You were telling me it's at Second City, but it's not on the planet Earth, correct? What planet is that on?
Jupiter.
Boom.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Naboris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.